Child Evangelism Fellowship is committed to evangelizing boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and establishing them in the Word of God and in a local church for Christian living. CEF has had a child protection policy in place for many decades, recognizing our responsibility to protect children who participate in our ministries. Child abuse in its various forms and accusations of child abuse are occurring at an alarming rate. Add to that the prolific use of electronic devices by children opens the door to many additional opportunities for abusers. Our child protection policy is necessary and must be practiced diligently. When parents entrust their children to CEF, it is imperative that there are procedures in place to provide confidence and peace of mind to parents, children, staff, and volunteers. The purpose of this policy is to protect children who attend any CEF ministry function, in person or online, from the possibility of abuse and to assist a child who is being abused to find help. This policy is also designed to protect CEF workers in CEF as an organization from false accusations. Children's ministries are a target for predators and child abusers because there is first a trusting environment. We want to think the best of people, and molesters often appear to be nice, respectable people. Second, access to children. It is a fact that those who would hurt children will seek affiliation with ministries to gain access to children. Bank robber Willie Sutton, when asked why he robbed banks, replied, "That's where the money is." Likewise, molesters target children's ministries because that's where the children are. Third, children's ministries are a target for predators because there is a great need for willing workers. Molesters often look like the ideal children's workers. Finally, there's a perception that screening is too burdensome. In reality, screening is essential because society expects ministries to provide a risk-free environment for children. Also, board and committee members can be held liable if gross negligence is found. We all have a moral and legal responsibility to provide a safe environment. We cannot be satisfied until we have done all we can to protect children from being harmed. We must also do all we can to protect our volunteers and staff from false accusations. In order to provide this protection, you must know how to identify a molester. Yet there's no stereotype for a molester. There's no single profile. You cannot identify who will molest children based on age, education, occupation, or religious involvement. While they are usually male, they can also be female. Since there's no common profile, you need to observe behavior patterns. First, there are predatory molesters, those who target and seek victims. There are also preferential molesters, those who prefer a particular age group. They target specific victims, often needy or troubled children. Any of these molesters can have hundreds of victims, whether in person or online. The following patterns apply to both predatory and preferential molesters in person and online. They spend an excessive amount of time with children. They isolate children from observation or supervision. They take special personal interest in needy or troubled children. They are skilled at gaining the trust of the child, the parent, and the community. In addition, they move frequently to avoid being caught. Online predators are skilled at posing to be someone else, perhaps a parent or even a child. There are also situational molesters. They do not necessarily have a predisposition, but take advantage of opportunities for sexual encounters, especially with troubled children. Online predators use the cloak of internet anonymity to victimize children. We must also protect children from other children who are situational molesters. An alarming percentage of abuse incidents involve older children victimizing younger children. We must monitor relationships carefully, especially in isolated situations such as chat rooms, camps, hotels, and cars. We must be alert for these red flags, which are indications of potentially dangerous situations. The CEF Child Protection Policy includes the basic steps necessary to protect children from abuse and our workers from false accusations. Your state may have additional requirements. You can read the policy in its entirety at www.cefonline.com/policy. The basic steps are: 1. Always provide adult supervision for children in our care. 2. Follow the minimum 2-worker rule. 2 CEF workers, paid or volunteer, must be present at any CEF activity where children or minors are present, including online or by phone. Never be alone with a child or children in any setting. Never be alone with a minor in any setting unless the minor's parent has signed a waiver. 3. Ensure that all rooms where ministry is taking place are accessible, not locked, with a window in the door, or the door left wide open. Online, there should be no private conversations, texts, or online chats. 4. Report to supervisory staff all suspicious or inappropriate behavior between any CEF worker and a child or minor. Supervisory staff must complete the R9 form found in the USA Operations and Policy Manual and investigate the incident immediately. 5. Supervisory staff must make random visits of CEF-sponsored activities. 6. Overnight activities sponsored by CEF involving children or minors must be approved by the local or state director and by the local committee or state board. Pre-service screening is required for the following individuals: all volunteers who have contact with minors in person, online, or by phone, all paid staff, and all committee and board members who represent and/or participate in CEF. These individuals must complete the following 7 steps. 1. Be screened in a face-to-face interview. 2. Show a government-issued photo ID. 3. Read the Child Protection Policy. 4. Listen to or view the Protecting Today's Child presentation. 5. Read and sign the Workers' Compliance Agreement. 6. Complete the confidential screening form. And 7. Complete the background reference check authorization. If the individual is a minor, a parent must sign for him or her. In addition, for adults, CEF must conduct a criminal background check with these minimum requirements: a national criminal database search, a national sex offender registry search, and a social security number address history trace. Also note, if your legal jurisdiction requires more, you must also comply with their requirements. Minors must complete the first 7 steps, and CEF must check 2 references, one of which is the pastor. Children under the age of 14 serving as volunteers must never be counted towards one of the 2 workers as required by the 2-worker rule. There are additional requirements for staff, camp volunteers, and overnight volunteers. Please see the policy for details. When anyone who is employed by Child Evangelism Fellowship has reasonable suspicion that a minor or child is being abused by anyone representing CEF, or is himself accused, or someone whose action would reflect on CEF is accused, the following action must be taken. Call USA Ministries at 636-456-456 4321, extension 5510, as soon as possible and within 24 hours. Notify your next higher office that this step has been taken. Any person suspected of child abuse will, upon request, voluntarily relinquish or be removed from duties which involve direct contact with minors until the matter is completely resolved. USA Ministries will determine the future ministry of the accused staff member or volunteer. Be aware of this warning. Failure to follow reporting procedures of USA Ministries may result in termination of all CEF workers responsible in this reporting process. If your state has other child abuse reporting requirements, you must also meet those. Reading the child protection policy in its entirety is required for every volunteer and staff member. You can read the policy at cefonline.com/policy. Being aware of the risks and taking the steps outlined in the child protection policy enables us to effectively fulfill our responsibility to protect both children and workers. Thank you for your willingness to reach boys and girls with the good news of Jesus Christ. And thank you for doing your part to keep children in CEF Ministries safe from harm. God bless you as you serve Him.